Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Songs in the Key of X. I am your host, Jeffrey X. Martin of Biff Bam Pop. This show is a whole bunch of words about music. Music that has words. And music. Music words. Let's talk about Duran Duran. I really love Duran Duran. I've written about them before. One of my pieces about the band actually made their website and got lots of views, so yeah, that was cool. It was the Songs About Winter episode of this show where I let it slip that Duran Duran is my all-time favorite band, and that bit of news received at least one raised eyebrow. Surprise! I'm a Durani from way back. So I figured, why not a Duran Duran show? I didn't realize how hard it was going to be to just choose five favorite songs. My original list had 17. Regardless, I held my breath, I made the cuts, I regretted every decision as I made it. I still couldn't make a list of just five, so please enjoy my six favorite Duran Duran songs in no particular order, and with the realization that if you asked me tomorrow what my favorite Duran Duran songs are, you might get a completely different answer. Number six. They tried to tame you. Looks like they'll try again. Wild boys, never lose it. Wild boys, never chose this way. Wild boys, never close your eyes. Wild boys, always shine. Thought of as a video band, meaning the members of Duran Duran were all really, really good looking, and the budgets for their videos were relatively large. Their worldwide popularity was due to MTV and the band's cinematic videos. Wild Boys was the only studio track from Duran Duran's first live album, Arena. I really dig this song. The tribal rhythms are fantastic, and I like the odd little keyboard asides Nick Rhodes throws in towards the end. But that video? That is some crazy shit. Simon Le Bon strapped to a windmill in a subterranean nightmare of glamorous filth and fire? It is a reverse Neverland full of monsters and a particularly unsettling half-robot. Listen to the song without watching the video, and then I'll kind of alert you to what accomplished musicians Duran Duran was comprised of. But accompanied by the video, Wild Boys becomes a glorious anthem to hedonism and excess. And the video, by the way, was directed by Australian Russell Mulcahy, who also directed the classic giant killer boar movie, Razorback. Number 5. I won't turn you out if you've got someone else. Someone else you care about, because you must realize my obsessive fascination is in your imagination. Now back it up! I don't want your love to break me down. I don't want your love, so turn it around. I don't want your love. Your rhythm is the power. From the album Big Thing, that's I Don't Want Your Love. It was 1988, and the era of the New Romantics, which Duran Duran was associated with, was over. Both Roger and Andy Taylor had left the band, leaving a core triumvirate of Simon Le Bon, Nick Rhodes, and John Taylor. Big Thing was a dedicated attempt to crack into the dance music scene, particularly house music. It was moderately successful. The album hit number 24 on the Billboard charts. This song is smooth and cool, and Le Bon's harmonies are really sweet here. Now, in the video, you'll see Warren Cucurullo playing the guitar. Cucurullo played with Frank Zappa, and he was a member of Missing Persons. That was a great band, too. He was not an official member of Duran Duran at that point. They kind of friend-zoned him, I guess. So even though you can see him playing that terrific solo, that's not Cucurullo on the album. at studio musician Chester Kamen, who also worked with Pink Floyd. Sterling Campbell and Steve Ferroni played the drums on Big Thing, but in this video, you can see David Palmer from ABC behind the Skins. He wasn't on the album at all, but he looked good, yeah? Good look, good drama. You know what else is great about the video? Right before the dance sequence, director Steve Lowe actually flashes the word dancing on the screen. Number four. Let's reach up for the sunrise from 2004. This was the lead-off single from the album Astronaut, which featured the most popular lineup of Duran Duran: Simon Le Bon on vocals, Nick Rhodes on keyboards, Roger Taylor on drums, John Taylor on bass, and Andy Taylor on guitar. That is a lot of Taylors. Damn, they're not even related. Even more Taylorific. Reach Up for the Sunrise is surprisingly inspirational, but not in that icky way that makes you want to shower as soon as it's over. It's not about girls or fashion or, I don't know, wolves. That's why I like it so much. I love the lines, "Put your hands into the big sky." That is some poetry coming from a bunch of so-called pretty boys. I've never met the guys in the band, but this may be my favorite example of a "We Believe in You" song. I mean, shit, if Duran Duran believes in me, what can I not do? Astronaut was a big hit, by the way, debuting at number 10 on the U.S. charts. Pretty amazing for a band that's been around in one iteration or another since 1978. Over 40 years now. Incredible. Also worth noting, Astronaut, featuring the original, well, the most popular lineup, was the first time those five guys had recorded together in the studio since A View to a Kill in 1985. Number 3. Clouds on your shoulder, on the graves by the afterglow. Brought us Duran Duran's third album, Seven and the Ragged Tiger. It's my favorite Duran record by a long shot because it is totally batshit. You can feel the band beginning to flirt with rock and roll and some funk instead of synth pop. Now that's evident on songs like Shadows on Your Side and this one of Crime and Passion. I love the edgy turbo guitar riff Andy wrangles out. Simon's vocals are on point. They pretty much always are. It just feels like something is about to burst forth from the band. Something wonderful. A crack of fury, a gathering storm. We had no way of knowing at that time that the band was about to splinter, with Roger and Andy Taylor departing from the group. It was soon afterwards that we got two side projects. The Power Station, which saw Andy and John Taylor teaming up with Robert Palmer and Tony Thompson, and the ethereal art rock band Arcadia, comprised of Nick Rhodes and Simon Le Bon. You can hear the genesis of both of those bands on Seven and the Ragged Tiger, and in this song in particular, it is a neat mixture of styles, while still remaining distinctly Duran Duran. The things would skew more dancey later in their career, but you can clean the house to this song. Do aerobics. Eat a second bowl of cereal. For me, Seven and the Ragged Tiger was Duran Duran at its best, and boy howdy, do I love this song. Number 2. And you sway. You don't. title track from your 2011 album, That's All You Need Is Now. Let's be real. I love this song because they're talking to me. This is a love letter to the Duranis who have been around since their first album. We started listening when Planet Earth came out. When we hear the whine of a non-digital camera, we know Girls on Film is about to start playing. We know who Rio is, and we know where she dances. Hooray for us, for sticking with the band this goddamn long, even after they released that shitty cover album with one, maybe two good songs on it. But All You Need Is Now also welcomes fans of a different generation. My children should like Duran Duran. I know at least one of them does. People on Rediscovery Kicks need to go back and listen to the band's first five albums and understand what the big deal is. For me, the point of All You Need Is Now is that all are welcome in the Duran Duran family. You can be an old dude like me, you can be in middle school, it doesn't matter. Now, not all of the music has aged well, and I'm looking at you, Skin Trade, but if you've got the time and the inclination, there's nothing to lose by listening to Duran Duran, and much to gain. Number one.
Out on the top planes, the glides are moving. Oh, looking for a new place to drive. You sit beside me, so newly charming. Sweating dewdrops glisten fresh in your side. And the sun drips down, bedding heavy behind the front of your dress, all shadowy lined. And the droning engine throbs in time with your beating heart.
From the 1982 album Rio, that is The Chauffeur. It is dark, moody, and sinuously sexy. The atmosphere in this tune is ultra sultry. Nick Rhodes grounds the song with his minimalist keyboard work. John Taylor swoops in and out with his bass, but my gods, listen to Simon sing the crap out of this song. A lot of people say he always sounds like he's on the verge of tears, but his keening style works so well in this tune. When the drums finally kick in, everything builds up to those final seconds, and those final seconds sound like heat waves rising up off the asphalt during an orange sunset. What does it mean? I don't know entirely. But I'll say this, I want to have sex with this song. And when I was finished, my wife would have sex with this song. It is an essential Duran Duran tune. And the video? One word, boobs. I know a lot of people who hit puberty at the exact moment they watched the uncensored video. That is no accident. The Chauffeur is style, sex, and substance. It is everything Duran Duran is about. Hit me up in the comments with your favorite Duran Duran song. They've been around 4 decades, so I'm sure you've got songs that didn't make my list. Remember, these are just my favorites. There's no American science involved. You are free to disagree. Keep reading Biff Bam Pop for stuff like this. Comics and movies and giveaways and wrestling and music and what is even going on around here. Like us on Facebook to keep up with all the things. We will overload you with quality, not quantity. And while you're liking things on Facebook, like me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, then go buy my books on Amazon. Only you can help me keep confusing my self-worth with my productivity and earning power. My name is Jeffrey X. Martin. You have been listening to Songs in the Key of X. And until next time.
Please, please tell me now. Is there something I should know?